Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities February monthly podcast. Developed market government bonds rallied strongly for a second consecutive month as coronavirus spread rapidly in a number of countries beyond China, with a particularly large number of cases reported in South Korea, Italy, and Iran. Beyond the concerns as a medical health emergency, the spread of the epidemic has the potential to materially depress economic activity through travel restrictions, supply chain disruptions, and heightened uncertainty. As a result, downside risks to corporate earnings and global growth have increased, and subsequent risk aversion has seen investors seek safe havens, such as government bonds, on the prospect of additional monetary policy accommodation. U.S. Treasuries outperformed as the current level of interest rates mean that the Federal Reserve is seen as having greater room to cut interest rates, pushing 10- and 30-year yields down to all-time lows. Peripheral European government bonds underperformed, following a sharp increase in reported cases in Italy as fears over the impact on already tepid growth expectations weighed on sentiment. EM yields initially declined as many central banks cut rates, but rose sharply in most countries in the last few days of the month as fears over global growth accelerated. So for performance, foreign exchange was the most significant detractor from performance. Within emerging market currencies, Brazilian and Russian exposures were the main detractors, and within developed markets, long British pound and Aussie dollar exposures detracted as these currencies weakened versus the dollar. Investment grade and high yield credit detracted mainly as a result of financial and energy exposures. Duration and curve positioning was a net negative contributor as a result of short U.S. swap, German and U.K. duration, which offset overall long U.S. duration. Emerging market debt was a modest detractor, with negative performance from exposure to rates in Mexico and Indonesia. So for the outlook going forward, the extraordinary challenge to economic activity and ongoing cyclical fears related to the spread of the coronavirus have been overwhelming. Because of this, the longer end of the U.S. Treasury market has reached a level where we feel there is little value, and the risk of a correction in prices, whenever the crisis clears, is extreme. The outlook for the economy, while clouded, will be supported by meaningful stimulus. Our base case is a weak economy through mid-year, followed by a return to trend growth. And as difficult as the situation may become, there is room for longer-term optimism. Because economic uncertainty has become so great, and visibility is expected to remain low for some time, we have added duration to the short and intermediate part of the curve. We are not adding to risk assets. We believe the current portfolio has exceptional value and will perform well on any clearing of the coronavirus smog. So that concludes our podcast for February. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.